We thank the Lord for His goodness to us, for His mercy and help. Read a few scriptures that's kind of been weighing on my mind and heart, and I'd like to share those this morning. I'd like to look in, first of all, in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." I want to stop there. He mentions to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. I believe the scriptures teach us over and over to trust in the Lord. And they seem to always point us away from ourselves and away from the things that we might tend to put our trust and confidence in for happiness or for success or for different things that we might think might bring us happiness. And here's one of them. He says to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. The Lord has given us a mind and He's given us knowledge and understanding, but we're not self-sufficient. He doesn't want us to depend upon our own abilities, upon our own mind. And Lord, help us to know how to trust God in a greater way and to know how to lean upon Him and to seek Him more. We mentioned in Sunday school, it was mentioned about seeking the Lord, and I feel like seeking God should characterize our life. You know, not just when we got saved, when we prayed, but we should seek the Lord continually for greater help, for His blessing, for His favor, for His mercy, for His goodness. And I believe that's part of trusting. When our heart is directed to seek God and to lean upon Him and to look to Him, I believe that's part in our trusting in the Lord. So here He said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." I wanted to make a little list of what are some of the things this morning that people can put their trust in? Another scripture I wanted to get is Proverbs 28 and 26. Proverbs 28 and 26. It said, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, or you could say foolish, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. I feel like that's one of the things that we can Now that's contrasted with trusting in the Lord. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. But he that walketh wisely shall be delivered. Okay? In the Septuagint reading this scripture, it reads, "He that trusts to a bold heart, such an one is a fool." He that trusts to a bold heart, such a one is a fool. Now, can boldness get us some places in life? It does, I'll have to admit. I mean, there are people that have are forward. They take advantage of situations, and it looks like they accomplish. It looks like they're successful, but what happens? To me, it's like Goliath was. Goliath was very accomplished. He was very successful. Said he was a man of war from his youth. But he wasn't really trusting in God, in the true Lord. And there came a time when he met something that he couldn't handle. Now, you know, we can get by sometimes. People, they escape, they manage to get by on their own ability, perhaps for a while, on their own understanding for a while. But there comes a time in life when we'll run into something that's bigger than all of us, that's bigger than us, bigger than our understanding, greater than the strength that we have. And we're going to need the Lord to help us. We're going to need the Lord's strength. We're going to need His wisdom. We're going to need His understanding. And I feel like a lot of times people, you know, they can... It said, "He that trusts in a bold heart, such a one is a fool." Because there come a time when that boldness and that self-strength will fail. But he that trusts in the Lord says, "But he that walks in wisdom shall be safe." So Lord, help us today to actively put our trust and our confidence in the Lord for help and seeking Him for His blessing. I read also the scripture this week where it talked about Paul. It said, Paul said that we had the sentence of death in ourselves. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in the living God. And I feel like that's reverberating what I just said. That there is times that we can't do it. And Paul said that we had this sentence of death in us. In other words, the circumstances was too great. And God brought him into a place where it was God or nothing. It was God or failure. It was God or defeat. And he brought that and he said, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in the living God which raiseth the dead. You know, the Lord wants us, and I feel like He does that for His people the same way. He doesn't want us to trust in our own, leaning on our own understanding, trust in our own abilities. He wants us to be able to trust in Him, and sometimes He knocks out those props. Sometimes it comes through failure when we recognize that our efforts, our knowledge, our strength has failed. But Paul mentioned that. He said, we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves. I believe the Lord wants us to put our trust and our confidence in Him. All of it. I believe He wants us to lean upon Him. To be dependent upon His help, His strength, His blessing. And I believe when we do, God is able. And I thought about the different ones that were in dire need. Maybe some of them come to your mind, but I think about the time when the Assyrians came against Hezekiah and they had wiped nation after nation out. They had conquered and it just looked like there was no stopping them. And Hezekiah went before the Lord and he spread the letters before the Lord. And he said, Lord, here we are. We have no strength or might against this great people. We're no match for them within ourselves. And he called on the name of the Lord and he prayed to God. And you know, the Lord heard his prayer and the Lord hearkened to him. And the Lord had done several different things to Hezekiah for him in his life when he had called upon the Lord and when he had prayed to God. God had done several things in his life. Miraculous answers to prayer, marvelous deliverances, and that was one of them. You know, the army ruler, I can't remember what his name was, but he said, don't let Hezekiah cause you to trust in the Lord. And he said, look at all these kings and gods that I've taken. He said, don't let Hezekiah cause you to trust in the Lord. But he told them, he said, Hezekiah told them, said, don't answer him a word. Just be quiet. And all they took their case to God. And the Lord heard them and the Lord helped them. And I believe the Lord wants to help us and He wants to bless us in our lives also. What are some things that we can put our trust in other than God this morning? I'm asking your help.
Money.
What's that?
Money.
Is that a big one? Other people. Let me mention money real quick. Does money do a lot of things?
Promises that it will.
Promises?
Well, the Bible says that money's a defense.
Money's a defense? There's no denial that money can do things. But do we put our trust in it? Is that what we're leaning on?
We need to recognize that money is just going to be a medium of exchange.
Yes.
You know, we provide services for someone else. They pay us money. And we can use that money to go buy things that we can't produce ourselves. That's what it's for. It's a tool God can use to supply our needs. We give the Lord credit for supplying our daily bread, but it doesn't fall out of heaven.
Yes.
You know, we have to go to the store and get something and prepare it and so on and so on.
Yes.
But the Lord is the ultimate source. Yes.
The Scripture calls money in different places filthy lucre. The love of money. What did you say, Brother Gillen?
A root of evil.
Is the root of all evil? Money, there's no question here. Money does things. It can accomplish things. Money is a defense. But do we put our trust in it? Does God want us to trust in that? A lot of people are trusting in money to bring them happiness and success. Does it really fulfill the needs of a person's soul, having lots of money? Is it fulfilling and satisfying? I don't feel like it is. Some of the wealthiest people are some of the most unhappiest people. Brother Michael told us some of the poorest people there in Africa were some of the happiest that he had ever met. So, we use money. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with using money. But we don't want it to allow it to take root in our heart. And we begin to live and trust in it. And to seek that for our happiness. Okay? So if our bank accounts get a little bit low, does that mean we could still be happy? We sure can. Okay. So to the rich, it said there not to trust in uncertain riches. Is there a temptation to begin to trust in money? There is. Okay. Lucinda mentioned others. People will let us down, won't they? People will let us down. And I believe the Scriptures also bring that out. So it's best to put... I believe there's another Scripture that says, trust not in princes, powerful positions, but the Lord wants our trust to be in Him. Okay, what else can we trust in?
Our own talents.
What's that?
Our own talents or abilities.
Okay. God gives talents, doesn't He? He gives us abilities. And I believe He expects us to use them. But again, my question is, are we supposed to trust in what we can do? Our trust is supposed to be in the Lord. Lord, help us today. Help me to keep our trust and our eyes and our focus upon the Lord to help us. Big things, little things, and all the in between. Help us to have an active faith, that trust in God and the confidence, has a confidence in God. You know, David, when he met Goliath, where was his trust? It didn't look like he had much, did it? Compared to Goliath, when you size David up with Goliath. But David said, I don't come to you with a sword and with a spear. I'm not coming to you with all of my human capabilities. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. His faith, His trust. You know, when David, when that trial, when that circumstance all pointed out, you know, his brothers accused them of being naughty, being out of place. So you just come down to see what was going on. Your curiosity is why you're here. But David realized his father had sent him. He wasn't there on his own. And his trust in God enabled him to overcome that which looked like was insurmountable. So Lord, help us to trust in the name of the Lord. All right, any other things we can trust in?
We can trust in our plans.
Okay. Do our plans always go like we think they ought to? They don't. You know, we can think our plans, this is what will make me happy, this will bring satisfaction. And many times it doesn't go according to plan. Life has many changes in it. So if we're putting our trust and our confidence in plans, our plans, what we want to do, we're going to be disappointed, aren't we? We're going to be let down. And I think these things have a tendency to grow in our hearts without sometimes we recognizing that we're leaning on them or looking to them or getting a sense of satisfaction out of them. They can begin to creep into our hearts and lives sometimes without us recognizing. The Lord wants us to... These are pretty big things. What about a career? Jobs, careers, success. So many people are depending upon those and looking to those for fulfillment in life. They'll let you down. You know, after a while we get old, don't we? Talking about this, talents and abilities. After a while, we get old. We don't have those same talents and abilities that we had in our younger days. And it's so much better to develop and work on a trust in the Lord instead of a trust in all these different things that we have. I believe the Lord wants us to trust in Him with all of our heart. I believe that's another scripture. That was the one we read in Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. A lot of these things, is it wrong to have plans? No, it's not wrong to have plans. But what should we do with our plans? Keep them submitted. Keep them yielded. Give them to God. Lord, I would like to do this if it would be in Your will, if You could work it out. Keep our plans. All these things... Jobs, we have jobs, we have things that we do in life. But we're to keep them all submitted to God, under His direction, under His control. And the Lord can bless and help us if we did that. I read another scripture, Luke 18:9, where Jesus mentioned that parable, but it said to them that trusted in themselves that they were righteous. Once again, the trust was in themselves. And over and over, the Lord, it seems like the scriptures are taking and pulling our minds and our hearts away from things of this earth, things that we can do, things that we can accomplish within ourselves. And it's to put it on Him, to lean upon Him and to look to Him. I want to close with one more thing. When Jesus was dying on the cross, they mocked Him and they said He trusted in God, let Him deliver Him. To the world, it looked like defeat. It looked like failure. It looked like weakness. But it was His greatest, to me, it was His greatest victory. The culmination of His mission. I feel like sometimes we're going to be challenged too. The enemy's going to say the same thing. Let's not allow our hearts to be detoured. Let's not allow our hearts to get sidetracked or detoured from keeping our trust in God. I believe the Lord has our best interest at heart. I believe the Lord has done everything He can to get us to heaven. And I don't feel like trusting in the Lord is in vain. And also the scriptures are people that they put their confidence in God. And God helped them and delivered them and blessed them. There was suffering. There's been difficulty and heartache, trouble. But God will be there with us to see us through. He never promised that life is just going to be smooth sailing. He never promised that. But He did promise to be with us. And I just want to encourage us today. There's so many things that we can trust in. Ourselves, our abilities, all these things that we mentioned. But the Lord stands on the other side. He stands supreme above them all. And at the end, though, may it look like we might lose. We die in the faith, we'll come out victorious on the other side. And I thank God for it. I want to trust Him more. Pray for me.